We are glad to have you again in our series of teachings on revival, preparing our hearts so that the Lord Himself may take possession, dwell in our hearts, and begin to use us to accomplish exploit for Himself. We thank God for how far He has led us. We have been able to handle quite a lot, a number of things in this series. Handling freedom from all sin, freedom from all love of self, freedom from all love of the world, love of the things in the world, freedom from falsehood, sexual immorality, freedom from greed, freedom from debt, freedom from a divided heart. And all those things which we have handled have been aiming at uprooting them from our heart in order that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself may take total possession of our hearts. When things are uprooted, the wrong things are uprooted, there will be hearts that begin to hunger and thirst for God. Such a heart will move a person to seek God, find God, know God, love God, and begin to serve God from the position of spiritual overflow. In other words, somebody who has surrendered his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and because there were idols, there were this sin, there were this thing hindering him, he could have no passion for God. And in every revival, things are uprooted, things are overthrown, the things that God does not want, so that there is a straight path for him to move. And today in our series, we are handling freedom from laziness, a stronghold in many people's lives that has paralyzed great people of great potential. So that lions that people ought to be, people have been brought down to sleeping lions. So that the great thing that they could have been doing for themselves, doing for the Lord, they are not accomplishing anything. We will start our sharing with a passage from Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 24. Very familiar passage. The book of Proverbs, chapter 24. From verse 30 to 34. Open with us Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to 34. I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. And I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. He said, I went past the field of someone, a sluggard, and that's where a lazy person is. And he said that person has no sense. And actually, a lazy person is a person who has no sense, because all the ability that God has given to the person, he has buried them, and he can never emerge to become someone great. So the field of this man was overgrown. There were thorns, there were weeds, even the wall was broken. And the writer here said he started thinking, and then he was able to realize what the problem was. A little sleep, a little folding of hand to rest. And he says, as a result of that, poverty will come on you. Scarcity will come. This is the description of a lazy person. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hand to rest. And then he is resting from doing what? He has not done any work, but he wants to rest. Somebody has just woken up in the morning at 6 o'clock. He has been sleeping the whole night. And then at 6:30, he wants to rest again. A little sleep, a little folding of hand, a little sleep, a little slumber. And he said, as a result of that, poverty will come on a man like an armed robber. Scarcity. That's the danger of laziness, slothfulness, of being a sluggard. Laziness is the failure or unwillingness to apply oneself to work. It is the inability to put somebody oneself under pressure in order to accomplish something worth being mentioned. Laziness is the inability to invest one's energy and accomplish something great. It is the constant choosing of the pathway of least resistance. It is the choice of the easy way. It is the failure to pay a price in order to produce results. You know what the result you want, but you also know the discipline. It is actually a mark of an indisciplined life. You know the discipline you should apply yourself to in order to accomplish that result, but you don't want to. You constantly choose the way of least resistance. That's why a little sleep, a little slumber, a little sleep, a little slumber. It is the sparing of oneself. You spare yourself. You don't want to pay the price. You don't want to work hard. You don't want to force yourself in order to produce, to force a breakthrough. It is preferring to leave work undone rather than putting an extra price, paying an extra price in order to accomplish that work that was even just remaining just a little in order that the target may be made. You say you are tired, and then you say, I want to rest. You say, I want to go and visit here and there. That is the mark of a lazy person. Always choosing the pathway of least resistance, inability to apply pressure on yourself, and there's no way you can become great unless you put yourself under pressure. It is pressure that will produce something great out of you. It is the habit of giving up at the slightest obstacle or at the slightest difficulties. The slightest difficulties, you give up. It is a sin against God that hinders a man from attaining his God-given potential. So laziness is sin against God, and that will block you from becoming what God ordained you to be. Laziness will block you from becoming what God ordained you to be. Laziness will block you from reaching your full potential. Inability to force yourself. Inability to put in a little effort. Inability to press on a bit. Is that a description of your life? Let us look at the manifestation of laziness. And as we handle the manifestation of laziness and then the freedom or deliverance from laziness, we have taken most of that note from the book by Professor Zachariah Tanifomum called Deliverance from the Sin of Laziness. Manifestation of laziness. One, laziness is manifested in indecision. Indecision. The power of decision making is one of the greatest capacities that the Lord has given to man. A capacity God expects man to strengthen and develop for his glory. A lazy person refuses to take decisions for the fear of the consequence of decision making. Because every decision you take, there are consequences. After you have decided, there are price that you have to pay in order that the decision you have taken will be fulfilled. So a lazy person fears to make decision, to take decision. The lazy person easily throws away the responsibility to others. He will say, you decide for me. And even he knows why he is asking people to decide for him, because he knows that every decision comes with responsibility to follow through the decision. Even when he said, decide for me, if you decide, very soon he throws off all the decisions that have been taken. So a lazy person fears to make decision. Laziness is the inability to take decision and take decision at the right time. Because there are some people, they always wait, they delay decision, and they always take decision at the wrong time. Laziness is manifested in goallessness. There's no clear direction. There's no purpose. If you ask a person, what is your target for today? What is your target for this month? What are you targeting for this year? What are you even targeting with your life? He has no target. He's a goalless person. And that's the mark of a lazy person. It is when a person has a passion, a master passion, that is ruling and directing his life, a goal that he's targeting, something that he's targeting, that he will be compelled to work hard in order to accomplish a set target. So lazy people have no clear goals, no overriding goal. They have excuses for this. My goal is a secret between me and God. And that's one of the confession of lazy people, is between me and God. And they actually know that they have no goal. A lazy person is a goalless person. Laziness is manifested in sluggishness. Sluggishness. Let's open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9. Let's open our Bible, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9. Proverbs 18, verse 9. One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. Slack in your work. Not putting in your all. Not pressing on in order to accomplish. You are almost near the breakthrough, but you cannot press on. You are slack in your work. And the Bible says you are a brother to him who destroys. You are a destroyer. And the first person that you destroy is actually yourself. So a lazy person destroys his future, destroys his profession, destroys his marriage, destroys everything about his life. You are a brother to him who destroys if you are a lazy person. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead to profit. That's the opposite of a lazy person. If you are lazy, you will fail in life. If you are diligent, apply yourself, putting in all that you can put in, you will succeed. So lazy people do everything slowly. They take their time. They take 1 hour to do what somebody can do in 5 minutes. Even in their talking, they drag when they are talking. What can be said in three sentences, they turn around and turn around, and they can speak it in 30 sentences. And even after that, you don't even know what they have spoken. They are lazy. They are lazy. They speak very slowly. They act very slowly. And even in their sitting down, in their dressing, in everything, in their eating, a lazy person will take 2 hours to eat that which other people will eat in 10 minutes. Because to them, time does not mean anything to them. They don't know that the way you use your time will define who you become. They are filled with self-love. They don't want to put in an extra energy required to do things fast. They say, leave me, I'm taking my time. And the reality is that they are not taking their time. They are destroying their time. They are wasting their time. They are squandering the opportunity that God has given to them by giving them that 24 hours to use it to accomplish something great. Laziness is manifested in majoring in minors. A man with 10 things to do will do them according to an order of priority in his mind. Lazy people have no priority, and they always start with tiny issues, trifles, that which even if they accomplish will not take them anywhere. A lazy person chooses to do the easy thing first, running away from the harder and more difficult things, which are of greater consequence to the kingdom of God and to himself. That difficult task is that task which, if you accomplish, it will leave a great mark in your life. But lazy people prefer easy things. And those easy things, even after having been accomplished, it's like a student who goes to do an exam. There is a particular question with 25 points, and he prefers just choosing the question of 22 marks, 22 points. And he will spend all his time on it. Such a person is a lazy person, choosing the easy things without confronting, after I've accomplished all them, where would they take me to? Laziness is manifested in giving excuses. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3, verse 13. Laziness manifested in giving excuses. Are you always giving excuses? In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13, it says, the sluggard or the lazy person says, there is a lion outside. I will be killed in the public square. Afraid, he has not even gone outside to know whether there's a lion or not. He is giving excuses because maybe he still wants to sleep. He's giving excuses because he knows there's a price to be paid. If he goes out to work, he gives all the excuses. Oh, it is not yet time. It's not yet time. It's not time to do this. Excuses, excuses. Lazy people are masters of giving excuses. If they wake up late, they will give excuses. The alarm clock did not ring. If they go late for a meeting, I'm sorry, there was too much traffic jam. Why did you not leave the house early enough? If they don't have money to pay, they want to go and borrow money, they will always say, the times are hard. Did you not know that you ought to serve for the raining day? That's the mark of a lazy person. Laziness is manifested in much sleep. A lazy person sleeps too much. Look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. So we are looking at freedom from laziness, uprooting laziness, because we said if you are lazy, you will never reach, accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. You will never reach your full potential. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. How long will you lie there, you sluggard, you lazy person? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. When will you get up from your sleep? Lazy people, if they want to read, they want to read their book, lie on their bed. The bed was not meant for reading. The bed was meant for sleeping. Some lazy people, they even take food. They want to lie down and eat their food on their bed. And sometimes, even after eating, they leave the plate on the bed. That's a mark of a lazy person. So a lazy person, he will prioritize sleep. A hardworking person sleeps not to enjoy sleep, but he sleeps to rest. We sleep to rest and get energy in order to work. A lazy person sleeps to get energy to sleep the more. That's a mark of a lazy person. He has just woken up from sleep. He said, let me sleep again. You have been sleeping the whole night for 10 good hours. And then in the morning, you feel awake. Instead of jumping up from your bed and start doing something, he said, let me sleep again for some 10 minutes. You have slept for 10 hours. What will 10 minutes do? And then when they lie down for the 10 minutes, they sleep for 4 more hours. That's the mark of a lazy person. Too much sleep. Laziness is manifested in doing the work of other people. Instead of concentrating on your own work, you are always complaining, my work is too difficult. You are always admiring the work of others. And even when they give the work of others to you, you start doing it, but you will soon abandon it. That's the mark of a lazy person. That is what each person is called to do. A hardworking person concentrate on his own work. Jumping from one place to the other, trying to help other people when you have abandoned your own work is a mark of a lazy person. Laziness is manifested in ease of distraction. A lazy person cannot concentrate. He is always busy but doing nothing. He cannot concentrate. They can never complete projects. They can never build lasting relationships. A lazy person does not concentrate and complete the project he started. A lazy person starts a relationship and very soon he will abandon the relationship. That's a mark of laziness. Laziness manifested in gluttony, too much eating. Gluttons are normally lazy persons, but not always lazy people. A glutton will not rest until he has filled his stomach to the brim. When the stomach is full, he wants to sleep. Because after you have eaten, the next thing is that you will sleep. After you have eaten, digestion needs to take place. And the only thing for you to do, you sleep. You sleep. The lazy person eat and sleep. Wake up, eat and sleep. Wake up, eat and sleep. And after a time, he is too obese. And then, what next? Other diseases will begin to follow. The productivity of lazy people are normally too low. They are too distracted in eating and sleeping. Laziness is manifested in unwillingness to take counsel, to take advice. Lazy people are stubborn people and they insist on their own way and in their own time. They don't want to take advice because they know that the advice from the wise always demand responsibility. There's a price to be paid. Lazy people, they are stubborn and they don't want to take advice. So from the manifestation of all this laziness, what do you say about your life? What do you see in your own life? Let us look at the dangers of laziness. The first danger of laziness is that laziness is the mother of all sin. The Bible says about King David, at the time, in the springtime when men used to go, the king used to go to war. David did not go to war at that particular time. And then David went to the roof of his house and then was just moving and then looking around, just feasting with his eyes. Then what next? He saw a woman bathing somewhere, saw the nakedness of a woman. Then what did he do? He sent somebody to call. And then the next thing, David slept with the woman, then planned for the woman's husband to be killed. That's what laziness does. Laziness will lead you to all sort of sin. Laziness is the mother of all sin. Laziness will hinder a man even from getting saved. It is laziness. People hear the gospel, but they don't know. The Bible says, from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence. Men of violence, they take it by force. You have to force yourself into the kingdom of God. You hear, tomorrow I will get saved. Tomorrow I will get saved. Tomorrow I'll surrender my life. And lazy people, even when they fall into sin, those lazy believers, when they fall into sin, They lack the willpower to repent and jump out of the sin immediately. And therefore, many other sins will come into their lives. Lazy people, they cannot actively cooperate with God in order to jump into the opportunities ahead of them. Opportunity to surrender your life to the Lord. Opportunity to lay hold on something to do for God. Opportunity to repent when sin comes into your life. So lazy people will know spiritual poverty. They cannot apply themselves to read their Bible. If they take their Bible to read, after two verses, they are too tired already. If you are reading just one chapter of your Bible every day, for how long will it take you to finish your Bible? More than 3 years. Other people are able to sit down and read so many chapters. But for you, you even take one chapter and you read it in 3 days. Laziness. A lazy person does not have time. He cannot apply himself to seek God. He cannot kneel down for 1 hour to encounter God. He cannot read Christian book. He cannot. There's even the laziness. When others are going for meetings, he constantly is complaining. In Mason rain, the weather does not look good. Or it is too hot. They are always complaining. Laziness will lead to spiritual poverty. Laziness will lead to material poverty. We already saw it. A lazy person will end up always a beggar. Those poor people, there are many who are poor because of laziness. They are poor because of laziness. But there's a tragedy of laziness. Most of the time, when you are lazy, you will transfer that laziness to your progeny. You will transfer that. It will become a mark of your family because you are not a model even for your children to copy. There's something that will go wrong in the life of your children because your children don't have a father, a mother that they can copy as a hardworking person. They can copy as a hardworking person. You have provided the wrong example to them, and you will pass across to your children the laziness, and they will end up being spiritually poor, materially poor, and they will end up blocked from the purposes of God for their life. So the laziness is something very dangerous. And as you are listening, you may already be looking at your life. Where will you be today if you work extremely hard and reach your full potential? Where will you be when you were in primary school, when you were in secondary school, or even at the university? You are always an average student. Not average student because you are not intelligent, but average student because you don't work hard. Others are studying, but you are just socializing, jumping from one room to the other. You are the king in talking, but when it comes to study, you don't study. You are lazy, and the truth is, where will you be today if you did not give yourself to laziness? Where will you be today if you did not squander all the money that came into your hand? You use it all the money that came into your hand, because you are too lazy, you cannot even save. And today, you are a beggar because of an indisciplined life. Deliverance from laziness. And that's the topic, what we are sharing here. We are sharing all this to help us to know freedom. A lazy person can be free from the sin of laziness, can be delivered from the sin of laziness if he wants. If he loves his poverty, he will remain in a lazy person. If he loves the mediocre way of life, he will remain a lazy person. What should a person do if you want to be delivered from the sin of laziness? Number one, he should come to himself and repent and receive forgiveness from God. He need to confront the fact that laziness is a sin. Jesus said, "My Father works, and hitherto I work." If the Father is working and Jesus is working, and then we are his followers, then we should give ourselves to work. A person who is lazy should come to himself. The prodigal son, the Bible talks about the prodigal son who went and squandered his good. He said, when he came to the end of himself, when he came to himself, you need to come to your senses to know what you have lost, the tragedy of your laziness. And what are you supposed to do? You come and then you repent. You need to repent. You need to confront the far-reaching consequence of your sin of laziness in your life. Coming to yourself means you acknowledge that you are lazy. Don't justify your laziness. Don't give excuses. Bring an end to excuses. Ask God to forgive you and cleanse you from the sin of laziness. So you need to come to the end of yourself. You need to come to your senses and actually acknowledge before God, I am lazy. I am not. If you got 75%, if your performance is 75%, when you ought to be at the level of 100%, you are lazy. You may be the best where you are, but you are just a one-eyed man in the nation of a blind. God may have ordained you to be operating at level 100, and you are excited that you are operating at level 75%. You are lazy. You are mediocre. God wants you to rise and say, I am sorry. Repent of your sin of laziness. What are you supposed to do to be free? You need to restitute. If you were working somewhere and then you have been earning a salary and doing no work, you need to restitute. You need to begin to pay a greater price. You may even need to give more extra hour to that place, to your employer, because you earn money in the past that you did not work for. Secondly, even to yourself, you need to work harder. You need to restitute. You need to believe that you will remain delivered. In other words, you have come to the Lord. If you are always afraid that, no, this I can never change, I will always be lazy, you have You come to be set free, and the Lord delivers you. The Lord breaks the power of laziness over your life. You believe it. Come and then cry out to God, Lord, set me free from this sin of laziness. I've repented of it. Believe that God has done something in your life. Then what do? After that, begin to work hard. Actively begin to work hard. One of the things you need to do, cut down your hours of sleep. And then continue to bring them down slowly. If you are sleeping 10 hours, go back, go and start sleeping 8 hours. But don't use that 8 hours, the 2 hours you have gained in just conversing with people. Ask yourself, what will I use this extra hour for? Apply the extra hour. If you are a student to your studies, if you are a worker, apply it to something that will be useful to you. Begin to work hard. Begin to work hard. Maybe you need to add those hours to your prayer life, to your study hours. Add those hours you have gained to do something profitable. Soon, your body will become used to sleeping for 8 hours. And after a time, cut down the sleep again. You'll be surprised that there are people who sleep 3 hours, 4 hours per day, and they are normal. They have not died. You will not die by sleeping less hours. What will you need to do if you want to be delivered from the sin of laziness? Throw away the old habits, your old habit, and put on new ones. What are some of the bad habits, the old habits you may be having that are bad? Hesitations, procrastination, self-sparing, indecision, slowness, cowardice, indiscipline, disorder. In the place of prayer, take each of these wrong habits, uproot them from your life, throw them. Command the enemy to leave you. Then after that, put on new habit. And some of the new habit is, I will never hesitate. Whatever I want to do, I will do it now. What I need to say, I will speak now. I will not spare myself. I will press on to a breakthrough point. Break up old relationship. That's the Bible says, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. A lazy person has a lazy environment. A lazy gambling environment, a lazy gluttoning environment, a lazy drinking environment, a lazy talking environment. And then you need to ask, this my friend, what am I accomplishing by being with them? There are some relationships you will need to break. Actively run away from lazy people. Run away from people who have been like you, who are lazy. You are with someone, the person just wants to talk and talk. After the person has been talking, what have you accomplished? That's the mark of a lazy person. Run away from such a person. Then establish new relationships that are hardworking people, people who target, who apply themselves, and then they accomplish something great. Begin to build relationship with such people. Receive a clear goal from God and establish it. Receive something in which to invest your life. Because you were created for a purpose. Your laziness might have been because you had no goal. There was no master passion. Ask God to show you why you were created. Ask God to show you why he saved you. Receive a master passion from God. Set out and begin to work. Begin to work hard in order to accomplish that goal. Then put yourself into accomplishing your goal. Get started. Put in your will. Put in your gift. Put in your life. Put in your money. Put in everything. You cannot succeed by holding back from the goal of your life. Put in your all. It is a person who invests his all who will succeed. Whatever you hold back from your goal, you are actually declaring that you have decided to fail. Lazy people always hold back their time, their energy, their money, their emotion. People who work hard, they concentrate all their attention, all their wealth into the direction of the one thing they want to accomplish. If you have difficulties, rise above your handicaps. Rise above those difficulties in your life. Even if at first you find it difficult, don't give up. Press on. Press on. Team up with God. Count on God, trusting that God will give you the ability to work hard. So if you start working hard, putting up laziness, and you have difficulty, don't give up. Lazy people give up very easily. If at first you don't succeed, do it again, and do it again, and do it again. The body is a slave. You can control your body, or you can let your body control you. You can let sleep control you, or you can control sleep. Just decide you will not give up, even if things are not moving. You will press on. After a time, you will soon be surprised that you have become a hard-working person. Laziness is something that you should tear. Separate yourself 100% from it. God has made it possible for you to know total freedom from laziness. It is your choice whether you want to continue to be lazy, but we strongly believe that because you don't want to continue to be poor, spiritually poor, materially poor, emotionally poor, intellectually poor, we strongly believe that you want to separate yourself from laziness. Rise where you are and decide that it is finished between you and laziness. And you'll be surprised what you will accomplish just in a month. You have the ability. You can do it. You can work hard. You are not different from others. You just need to throw away that indiscipline in your life, and then you will rise to begin to work hard and accomplish great things for yourself. You can be free from the sin of laziness. You can be delivered. Rise and be delivered. May the Lord bless you.